And let me smarten my fellow Republicans up on the notion that Trump would be catastrophic for open Senate seats and so forth and so on. That logic doesn't work. And let me map this out for you. You have had record turnout for this primary season. Not for the Democrats, but for the Republicans. The Republicans are shattering. And I'm talking about shattering all past numbers. Shattering all past numbers. The Democrats are down. And I'm not talking about a little down, but they're down a lot. Vermont, their turnout is 13% less than 08. Virginia, their turnout is 14% less. Oklahoma, 22% less. And remember, this is supposed to be a revolution. Remember what Bernie Sanders says? I'm going to do these things. Free health care. Free college. Free everything. Well, how are you going to do it, Bernie? We're going to have a revolution. Well, there's no revolution. There's absolutely no revolution if your turnout is not beating 08. Remember, 08, there was record turnout. Obama had a mandate. Again, people would ask, or I should say some people wouldn't ask. Bernie and how the media treats Bernie is different. Trump says, I'll build a wall. And the entire, media landscape loses their mind. How are you going to do it? You're not going to be able to do it. You got Univision, Jorge Ramos. I'm going to doubt you. Bernie Sanders says something outlandish. Everybody goes, sure. I'm going to have free college. I'm going to have free health care. How are you going to pay for it? Wall Street? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. But how are you going to get that enacted with, I'm going to have a revolution. I'm going to have the people rise up. Oh, okay. Totally makes sense now. Gotcha. Wow, that Bernie Sanders, he's really... Really, you can't have a revolution. Listen, in 08, Obama had record turnout. And Obama couldn't get some of his radical ideas and radical positions in Congress. He was stopped. So if Bernie Sanders doesn't have the turnout like Donald Trump. If Bernie Sanders doesn't have the turnout like Obama, how is he going to get Congress to do anything if he couldn't get more people to turn out for him than Obama did? It makes no sense. There is no revolution. There is no revolution. You just have a bunch of stupid liberals who have switched. You just have a bunch of stupid liberals who have switched from Hillary to Bernie. Old white lady to old white guy. That's it. That's all that happened. That's all that happened. So there's absolutely no enthusiasm when it comes to Democrats. Absolutely no enthusiasm. Now, this flipping to the Republicans and the notion that Donald Trump on the ticket will cost senators seats, will cost House members seats. Now, this logic would only work, we were talking about turnout being 18% less, 20% less. But we're not. We're talking about some states going from 100 to 200 to 300. I mean, seriously, we're talking about 100, 200, 300,000 voters back in 2012, 2008, to a million. Virginia had not record, they shattered. They shattered what they did in 2012 and 2008. Alabama, Texas, record turnout. I mean, they had record turnout in Alaska. Record turnout. So, how in the hell does McConnell and Paul Ryan and other talking heads, other Republican talking heads, put the concept out there that Donald Trump will be a detriment to senators and congressmen? If Donald Trump is on the ticket and some of these senators and congressmen are up for re-election, why would the record turnout of Republicans showing up to vote for Trump not then vote for that senator, not vote for that congressman? How does that logic work? Or how do they not put that logic together? I mean, is there hatred that Trump is not putting money in their pockets, blinding something that is so logical? Again, if voter turnout was abysmal, okay, I get it. But if you have record numbers, I'm talking about record numbers, that's going to translate down the ticket. It's going to translate to people that are running for re-election. It's going to translate. Those people are going to vote for Trump, and then they are going to vote for whoever that Republican senator is, or whoever that Republican governor is, or whoever that Republican congressman is. We all know this. We all know. Listen, if you have, take Virginia, if you have the state of Virginia, which happens to be a swing state, if you have Virginia and the Democrats are down 14% as far as their turnout, and they have Bernie Sanders, Mr. Let's Create a Revolution, Mr. I'll Give You Free Everything, okay? I'll give you free everything. If their turnout is 14% less than it was in 08, but the Republicans' turnout is 100% more. I mean, seriously, the Virginia turnout for the Republicans isn't 5%, 10%. I mean, it's off the charts. It's literally off the charts. That is a insurmountable. I mean, literally. That think about how that has to flip. So basically, you have Trump versus Bernie or Trump versus Hillary. And you go into Virginia. The turnout for the Dems now have to reverse. So it has to reverse by 14%. Has to reverse to get back to where it was in 08. So in Virginia, that 14% has to be erased. Now, it wasn't erased by having Bernie Sanders on the ticket now. It wasn't erased with Bernie Sanders now. It wasn't the revolution of Bernie Sanders. They're down. So if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, how do you see that reversing? But let's say, oh, presidential election is different. What do you mean it's different? What do you mean? If you're creating a revolution, if you're creating the first woman president, come on now. Come on. If your modus operandi as a candidate is a revolution, king up the system, you don't take money from all of those things, that turnout should be way up. But it's not. It's absolutely not. Absolutely not. So the Democrats got to reverse that 14%. So now the person who didn't feel the burn or didn't feel the history for Hillary Clinton. Remember, you're sitting in Virginia. The primary comes. You're watching Hillary Clinton. You're watching Bernie Sanders. And you go, I'm not going to go vote. I'll wait until the general. I'll wait. Yeah. That is now supposed to translate because Trump is the nominee. And now you're going to be fired up. You're going to be revolting. You're going to hurt. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's ludicrous. The Democrats are going to have to reverse the 13% that they're down, or 14% that they're down. And somehow, the record number of Republicans that showed up to vote in Virginia are going to have to not show up. They're going to have to not show up. So they're going to have to not show up. The Democrats are going to have to reverse the 14% that they're down. I mean, it's illogical for Mitch McConnell and whoever else is pushing the notion that if you are running in Virginia for a congressional seat, that Donald Trump is going to hurt you. The math is not there. The math is not showing that. State after state after state, the Republican Party is getting record turnout. Record turnout. Record turnout. You need to tell me in Alabama I mean, again, this notion that these senators and congressmen could lose seats is ridiculous. Now, I know some people are saying, well, the people that are in purple states. Well, listen, you have two scenarios. You have two scenarios. If you're talking about a blowout landslide, that's one scenario. If you're talking about a couple senators in purple states, that's another. But what we're hearing is Congress being blown out. We're talking about landslides. We're talking about the House losing 30 and 40 seats. We're talking in the Senate, 10, 15 seats. And I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's absolutely not going to happen. End of story. When you have record turnout for Republicans and historically low turnout for Democrats, you want to know how Republicans get blown out? If Donald Trump does not win the nomination fair and square. And let's face it, right now what they're doing is not fair and square. When you have when you have millionaires and billionaires putting together money to go after a candidate, and it's basically to stop the candidate. It's not backing a candidate. It'd be different if Singer and Whitman, it'd be different if they came out and said, we want Ted Cruz to be our nominee. We are putting up $50 million. This $50 million is going to run ads against Donald Trump and expose him for the abomination that he is. That would be one thing, and that could be accepted. But for millionaires and billionaires to put money together and attack the front runner of their own party and say, we don't have a dog in this fight, we just don't want Trump. That's insane. That's insane. And that's not really playing by the rules. That's really not playing by the rules. And what I mean by rules, I'm talking about the party itself. The party itself. They have procedures and things that they do. You know, Mitt Romney ran attack ads against Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, especially Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich ran attack ads against Mitt Romney. But the money was from millionaires and billionaires who were backing that candidate. You had Sheldon Adelson say, I want. Because now he's, you know, he's old, he's quivering. Gingrich. And I'm giving him $20 million. So you went, okay, hey, all's fair, love and war. Oh, Mitt Romney is getting, you know, $10 million from a bunch of Mormons. Okay, cool. But in this cycle, you just have people that are saying, we're putting money together to destroy Trump. We don't care who the nominee is, as long as it's not Trump. That's the Republican Party. Republican Party killing themselves. It's messed up. I mean, it's just messed up. That's messed up. It's absolutely messed up. And it's all because Trump won't give any of those people money. Because he won't give any of those people money, he won't give them money. So in turn, this is what's happening. It ain't about his comments about Muslims. It ain't comments about, you know, white supremacist groups. Remember, we're talking about Rick Perry. Talking about a guy who had a cabin and the name Niggerhead on the front door. You know, come on. You're talking about Steve Scalise. A year or two ago, hanging out with white supremacist groups. You're talking about Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, guys that snubbed the Selma March. Come on. Please. It ain't about things that Trump has said or quote-unquote dog whistling. It's about money. That's all. It's about money. Plain and simple. It's about money. What Trump did last night is what Mitt Romney did 4 years ago. Actually, better than what Mitt Romney did 4 years ago, because Mitt Romney only won 6, Trump won 7. And he won huge. He won huge. He won huge. And now we are where we are. Now we are where we are. But again, let's do a little rundown. Well, just a little snippet of a rundown of states, and I know we're kind of all over the place, and we'll get back to different concepts, but let's do a rundown. So Ted Cruz wins Alaska, Ted Cruz wins Oklahoma, and Ted Cruz wins Texas. Donald Trump wins Alabama, Trump wins Arkansas, Trump wins Georgia, Trump wins Massachusetts, Trump wins Tennessee, Trump wins Virginia, and Trump wins Vermont. Marco Rubio wins Minnesota. Now, understand where Massachusetts is, and understand where Alabama is. Understand where Vermont is, and understand where Arkansas is. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand how diverse Massachusetts is and how diverse Georgia is against each other. I'm not talking about the in the state itself. But you can't get more opposite than Massachusetts and Arkansas, or Massachusetts and Tennessee. I almost said Oklahoma. Well, Oklahoma was close. Trump almost won Oklahoma. But just take Massachusetts and Vermont. Look where they are on the map. Think about the people from Massachusetts and Vermont. And then look at Georgia, look at Alabama, look at Tennessee. And think about who lives in those states. Look at Virginia. Look at who lives in those states. I mean, imagine a general election. Imagine the appeal. And if you look at the exit polls, again, rather it's evangelicals, rather it's moderates, rather it's highly educated, rather it's poorly educated. Donald Trump does good with every single category. When you look at that map and the states he won and compare them to Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or John Kasich, Trump is the better candidate when it comes to electrifying the Republican Party. And if I have to, once again, this smash down the notion of, well, that you still have 60% of an electorate that doesn't like Trump. Well, the same can be said, if not more, for Cruz, for Rubio, or Kasich. You can't sit there and say, well, Trump is at 40%, and I'm at 30%. And that means 60% of the voting electorate for the Republican Party doesn't want Trump. Can't say that without then saying, and 70% of the voting electorate doesn't. Ted Cruz didn't win in Oklahoma and in Massachusetts. Ted Cruz didn't win in Texas and then in Vermont. Ted Cruz won Oklahoma and then squeaked out a win in Alaska. Alaska. Maybe people, you know, the Sarah Palin factor, even though Palin endorsed Trump, Palin prior to that has been a Cruz supporter for 3 years. I don't know. 4 years. I don't know. But what I do know is Ted Cruz won Oklahoma. Ted Cruz won his neighbor. And outside of those two states, he didn't win any other place. And like I've said, Texas doesn't really count. Texas really doesn't count, but it's a win. Trump won in the Deep South. Trump won in the Deep South. And then he won up on the East Coast. I mean, think about that. Massachusetts? Massachusetts. You know, Massachusetts liberal. Massachusetts, Vermont. I mean, in Vermont, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio were basically afterthoughts. Vermont, the second place finisher was John Kasich. That just shows you. That just shows you that Cruz does not have any appeal. Once you get outside that Southern evangelical base. And even with that Southern evangelical base, he's not strong because Trump won with evangelicals. You know, it's funny, Rubio said yesterday when he was getting beaten up on CNN by Jake Tapper, and Tapper said to him, "Are you in denial?" Fox, they were coddling him. Megyn Kelly was rubbing him, caressing him. They were, "Yes, your strategy's working. You're doing all right. You're doing good. You're gonna be all right." Rubio said, "I'm not in denial." And why should Ted Cruz go on? Why am I the one that should get out? Why should Ted Cruz is supposed to win the South. That was his firewall. Supposed to win the South. He was supposed to lock up the nomination here in the South. But he couldn't win the South. He couldn't win with the evangelicals. So Ted Cruz underperformed. Ted Cruz lost. Now, that's an accurate statement, 100%. But coming from a guy who lost every state except one, it's kind of silly. Coming from a guy who couldn't meet the 20% threshold in about four states is kind of silly. Now, if Trump said that, you agree. And you go, hey, he's right. Cruz is supposed to win in the South. He's supposed to win with evangelicals, but he didn't. And if he can't win here, he's definitely not going to win as the contests move out of the South or deep South. But that whole statement coming from Rubio was just, are you nuts? Are you nuts? And Rubio says, our strategy was never to win the South. Our strategy, that wasn't our strategy. We are now going to be hitting the states that we intend to win. And we are going to win. That was our strategy. That was Rubio's strategy was to not win Iowa, to not win New Hampshire, to not win South Carolina, to not win Nevada, to not win Texas, to not win Oklahoma, to not, I mean, the guy's strategy was to not win at all until Florida. That was the strategy. That was the strategy. It's not, I mean, the That was his strategy. I mean, come on. That was his strategy. Our strategy was not to win. It's not our strategy. We don't win until he kind of sounds, and I don't want to poop on Rudy Giuliani, because he might be part of the Trump campaign in a more official capacity. So I don't want to poop on him, but it's kind of like when Giuliani's whole strategy was to win one state. Gotta win, gonna win the one, gonna win the one, win the one. I was like, yeah, but you're losing all of these states. No one wants you. Yeah, but we're going to – okay, let's just say – I mean, let's just say for the sake of argument, everybody. Let's just say for the sake of argument, Rubio wins Florida. Okay, then what? Then what? Then what? I mean, are you all really going to tell me that – win after win after win from Trump gets no one to say he's going to be the nominee. But if Rubio wins one state, he wins Florida, his home state, which, again, you're supposed to win, that's going to mean he's the nominee, and everybody's going to stand up and go, see, look, he's the nominee. He's the nominee. I've said this before, and I don't know how many times I could say it. The notion that the establishment, including Marco Rubio, this notion that they can go to the convention and steal. Because think about this. I want you guys to think about this. Let's say, for the sake of argument, Trump's numbers all of a sudden start to go down. And in the next 20 contests, he doesn't sweep. Let's say he splits them. Okay, let's say for the sake of argument, he splits them. Because we've got some caucuses Saturday. I think there's two or three this Saturday. Then I think there's a couple more Tuesday. And then the following week, you get the Florida and Ohio. But between now and then, there's still a few states. So let's just say Trump starts losing a state here, losing a state there, winning a state here, winning a state there. Now you get to Florida, Ohio, and let's say Rubio wins Florida, Kasich wins Ohio, and there's a couple other states. You got Michigan and so forth, and Trump picks up some states there, and everybody's still saying they're going strong, still going strong, going to a convention. Okay, now let's start shifting on down. Eventually, we're going to get to California. We're going to get to New York. Why are they all sure? Why are they so positive that Trump will get out of the race? I mean that, because that would be the only way, as far as delegates work, for them to have more delegates than Trump. Because right now, Trump could lose every single primary from this point forward. He could lose. And because there's still only a handful of states that are winner-take-all, delegates are still going to get split. 10 for you, 5 for you, 20 for you. And ultimately, if they all go to the convention, Trump will have more delegates. He will not have the 1,250 that you need to win, but he'll have more than Rubio and Kasich and Cruz. And then I repeat, you cannot take that nomination away and give it to somebody with less delegates. You can have all the Republican lawyers you want on television. You can have all the Ginsburgs. You can have all of these scholars that know the ins and outs. But the American people, the Republicans that have voted, will burn the party to the ground. They don't care about their rigged rules, because that part of the electorate that voted for Trump is all about breaking down the system that created the rigged rules. They're all about throwing the people out of power who stack the deck and rig the system. And they're not going to sit back and listen to a lawyer explain to them, well, here's the rules, and we did this and that, and we take this away, and now we start from scratch, and we start doing this and that and that, and oh, Marco Rubio's the nominee. Oh, you know what? Mitt Romney is the nominee. I mean, these people, the hundreds of thousands that voted in Virginia, the record turnout, all of these people will say collectively, F you. F you. The record turnout in Texas. Ted Cruz had 1.2 million people that voted for him. Donald Trump had 800,000. The record turnout in Texas, the 800,000 Donald Trump fans, supporters, whatever you want to call them, will say, F you. F you. We're not voting for Marco Rubio. We're not voting for Marco. We're not voting for one of the people that have contributed to destroying the Republican Party. We're not voting for that person. We'd rather have Hillary Clinton, because she'll do the same amount of damage as Marco Rubio and all of his other cronies in the Senate. So Trump could lose every other state, which is not going to happen. There's still states, as of today, that Trump has 10, 12, 13 point leads in. Do you have people voting Saturday? You have people voting Tuesday. To give Marco Rubio the nomination, I mean, even think about this. Trump won 7 states last night. He won 3 states the week before. So Trump is at 10. Okay? Trump is at 10. Marco Rubio is at 1. Ted Cruz is at 4. Right now, if nobody gets out and Trump doesn't sweep all of these states, splitting the votes, and maybe Kasich wins Ohio, Maybe Rubio wins Florida. Ultimately, nobody's going to get the 1,200 delegate that you need to lock the nomination up. You're going to have split delegates, but ultimately Trump will have more. And then when you look at the win column, you'll have Trump with more wins. I mean, just with Marco Rubio at one. Just with Marco Rubio at one win. Just one. Think about the hill he's got to climb. Think about the hill he's got to climb. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And this is what happened last night.